Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Chaos and Stars, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for those who are with child and for those who are nursing in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth and wrath upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Chaos and stars. Does it sound like redemption? It sounds more like days of vengeance, a too accurate description of American way of life over the past 5 or 6 years, deeply shadowed by economic distress and the lingering wrath of COVID, by insurrection and chaos and an election when so many wondered whether democracy hadn't outlived its usefulness. Was the promise of America being rewritten as a desperate and small-minded game in which numbers are more important than people? Today's scripture assures us that at a time when the powers of the heavens are shaken, then our redemption will be at hand. Or do we see the scripture speaking only to those and about those who lived centuries ago, far from our world? If so, I think we need to change our thinking, and in more than one way. Instead of seeing ourselves in this crucial time as contestants in a political battle of winning and losing, we need to be aware, fiercely aware, of how we are divinely empowered, not for political triumph, but for our life's work. Listen to Ilya Delio's description of that work. Quote, "Brief is our time and fragile are our lives, and yet we are here in this moment, in this space of time, consolidated into the particularity of this life to do one thing and to do it well, to radiate the love that moves the sun and the stars." Close quote. Do we accept this answer, or is it too meek for us? Maybe love is too mild a reality to confront our fears and forebodings. Or have we misunderstood the force and intensity of the kind of love that creates and sustains life itself? According to Teilhard de Chardin, quote, "Love is the core energy of the universe, the most mysterious and unknown energy that endures beyond all evil and darkness, beyond all destructive powers, beyond every human fear and every tear shed from hearts broken by grief. Love forges stars out of the chaos of the elements. Love alone endures through the darkness of the night into the brightness of a new day." Close quote. And it's our life's work to increase and expand such love. Doesn't that truth consign mere political winning and losing with its name-calling and bullying to the area of playground games? And doesn't it remind us that our government of the people, by the people, and for the people means all the people, that winners and losers all must be welcome, and that we, all of us, need to be about our life's work of caring for each other and meeting each other's needs through the God-connected love that forges stars out of chaos. Because only then will we see the Son of Man coming with power and great glory, and undoubtedly, stars.